Caleb Stein is a thoughtful, incisive singer-songwriter who's had an undeniable impact on the Maryland musical scene with his work with The Breakwind and a host of other regular collaborators. He's about to release his sixth solo album, a collection of songs that are haunting, probing, and wholly gratifying. The last couple of times Caleb has appeared on Maryland Morning, we've played music of Woody Guthrie and Pete Seeger together. Well, this morning, it'll be all Caleb as we talk to him about the new CD called Maybe God is Lonely Too. Here's a peek at the first track, The Mountain.
Who's gonna sing about the mountain when there's no more mountain to sell? Who's gonna sing about the river when it's quiet as a wishing well? Who's gonna sing about the ocean staring up at the sky? Who's gonna sing about you after you die?
Morning, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. Caleb Stein joins me in this studio. It's great to see you, man.
Always nice to be here, Tom.
And I love this record. I just love it. It's terrific. So congratulations.
Thank you.
You happy with it?
Yeah, and a lot of other adjectives, too.
Are any of those able to be shared, you know, on a place that's ruled by the Federal Communications Commission?
Sure. You know, I mean, I feel like a couple hundred pounds lighter having it finished and now starting to communicate out in the world. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. This is a concept album in a lot of ways. There's a sound design or there's sounds of nature that precede this tune, The Mountain, and appears three other times. It sort of, you know, unifies from track to track. What was your approach?
I wanted to make a recording that opened people's ears, allowed for some meditation, allowed for people to take a step back. I feel like there's a lot of music that we're inundated with all the time whenever we're out in the world and we have no choice about it. And there's plenty of music being made that's out there trying to get our attention and make us like it. So I wanted to make something that was saying what I wanted to say and in a, you know, sort of peaceful way.
Yeah, it is a very peaceful, ruminative disc, to be sure. The title, Maybe God is Lonely Too, there's a strain of Jewish theology that states that God created the world because God was lonely. Were you picking up on that kind of thing, or did you come
sure.
to it from
Abraham,
a separate...
Sure, Abraham, Joshua Heschel, you know. I've read a couple of his books. Yeah, definitely that. You know, there's a lot of ways to take it. I think more than anything, you know, you've heard the Ernest Hemingway story of him sitting around with a bunch of guys drinking and saying, I bet I can write the best 6-word story. And of course, he won with For Sale, Baby Shoes, Never Worn. So you can tell a lot in a few words, and I wanted the title to have its own story.
There's a lot about religion in this disc, actually. Prayer is a constant theme. One of the tracks we're going to hear now is called I've Been Praying.
I started praying, and oh, Lord, I've been praying. You can tell by the holes in my jeans and the way I've been crying at old movie scenes. I'm seeing things I never noticed before, showing brotherly kindness to the lady next door. I never wanted nothing, but I wanted you. And now that you're gone, I didn't know what to do. So I've been praying.
So has prayer and religion been on your mind at this time in your life?
Always. Although I think getting older allows it to come back in a different way. I've certainly spent a lot of my life kind of struggling against a lot of religion, I think. That song in particular is trying to offer this character study of someone who's going through a profound experience and turning to prayer. And you're not quite sure if it's the prayer that's changing his life or if the change in his life is opening up the space for the prayer. And to me, that's kind of the way I would hold it. It's something extremely mysterious.
I've been praying.
There are a few love songs on the album, but you also take up some pretty wide, universal themes. One of my favorite tracks is a tune called Everybody's Talking About the End of the World.
Everybody's talking about the end of the world. They say it's gonna happen pretty soon. Provisions are stacked, flags are unfurled, and the camera's arriving at noon. I'm still recklessly holding out hope. There's a lot of things can be done. Call me a hippie or call me a dope, but my peace isn't kept with a gun. No man can know the time or hour when death will come, but he who must do what's in his power until he's done.
These are things you think about when you get a little older, aren't they? They're not the kinds of things that any of us were thinking about when we were in our 20s.
Yeah, an experience, I guess. I guess that's what happens when you get older. You clock up a few of them.
Was there a particular precipitating event to give you the idea for that tune?
Boy, several. I think that song unpacks the Occupy Wall Street moment for me. It unpacks, thinking about the environment.
But all his consultants, beautiful girls, never mention he ain't wearing no clothes. I know, of course, this whole thing's an illusion, but it's a vision with a powerful bite. You'll spend your life in a cell in complete seclusion for testing the illusion one night.
You wrote most of the tunes on the album. You got a couple of instrumental tunes, including an arrangement of a Bach cello suite. Let's check out some of that. As a reformed classical guitar player, I used to actually play that tune.
I'm sure.
And this is a very meditative, quiet, very subtle approach to that beautiful song. And it fits beautifully with the rest of the tone of the album.
Well, thank you. I mean, I'm not giving too much away, probably, to say I wanted there to be a moment where God was talking, you know. I forget who said it, but people who are fans of Bach might often confuse him with being God. There's something about the majesty and what he gets at in these pieces that I think, whatever you want to call God, this higher good, this idea of us all working towards good together, to me, Bach gets it.
The last track on the album is a tune called Assateague, and I think it's like these other tracks that we've been hearing this morning. It impresses me for the subtlety, the spareness, the sparseness of the production. You collaborate with a whole bunch of folks, a dozen or so folks in one way or the other on some of the other tunes, but this one is just you, guitar, and then some of that sounds of nature that we heard in the beginning of the album.
Write me a letter the old-fashioned way, and put in all those things you you're too guarded to say. I'll get some paper and I'll do the same, and we'll both sail away to forever.
It seems like you were pretty purposeful about keeping it really, not just quiet, but really subtle. Again, that's the only word I can find to describe it.
Well, I was painting the cover of this thing at the same time I was doing it, and to me, a painter has to look at these subtle differences between colors. That's what painting is. And yeah, I think this album is more along those lines. It's like a painting or a novel or a film where, you know, I think if someone sits down and gives it the focus of 45 minutes, they will find a lot of things in there. And you can't really do that just beating someone over the head with a pulse the whole time.
Right. I mean, you have some tunes that are pretty up, you know, they're pretty good. There's a great tune called Safe at the Savior's Side.
Safe at the Savior's side. Safe at the Savior's side. Soaked in the blood and Calvary's mud. Safe at the Savior's side.
Well, Caleb, congratulations, man. It's a really great disc, and I hope folks pick up on it.
Hey, thanks so much, Tom.
Good to
Seriously.
See you.
Thank you.
Caleb Stein, the new album is called Maybe God is Lonely Too. On Saturday night, Caleb will be presenting all of the tunes from the new album at the Towson Unitarian Universalist Church on Delaney Valley Road in Lutherville. He'll be joined on the bill by Letitia Van Sant. That show is part of the Tall Trees concert series, and revenue from the concessions at that concert will benefit Blue Water Baltimore, an organization that works to improve Baltimore's rivers and streams. Concert starts at 7 o'clock. We've got a link to more of the CD and information about the show at wipr.org/Maryland Morning. On Friday morning, I'm really excited to be talking to James McBride. He's a terrific author whose newest novel won the National Book Award. I'll be speaking with him at the City Lit Festival on Saturday afternoon, and Friday morning here on Maryland Morning, we'll have a preview. I hope you can join us. Stephanie Hughes, Matt Purdy, and Jamila Kay produced the show. We get production help from Cassandra Morales and Justina Latimer. Thanks to Zeke's Coffee and to Clean Cuts, and thanks to you for listening. For Nathan and Sheila, I'm Tom Hall. Have a great day.
Grandma used to ask me to play her favorite song. She'd lift her eyes up to the skies and say it won't be long. Now when she finally left us, the people all did cry. But I knew she was saved, so I just played safe at the Savior's side. She's safe at the Savior's side. Safe at the Savior's side. Soaked in the blood and Calvary's mud. Safe at the Savior's side. Safe at the Savior's side. Safe at the Savior's side. Soaked in the blood and Calvary's blood. Safe at the Savior's side.